Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Remember what I told you, the war on climate change, which looks like a war on fossil fuels, is really a war on supply chains, specifically those that deliver food and fuel. If the world's elites can seize control of those supply chains, they'll rule with total power. The full horror of that reality just descended upon the EU. Headline in the UK Telegraph. It's almost unfathomable, but this is the headline. Netherlands to close up to 3,000 farms to comply with EU rules. The Dutch government is giving the farmers a choice. It can sell them between 2,000 and 3,000 farms, or they'll take them. Either way, they're going to shut them down. Some of these farms, folks, have been in these families for hundreds of years. This is heartbreaking. This article ran in the Telegraph 2 days ago, November 20th. You really got to look at it for yourself. It's so important because you have to understand this is coming here. They've already put the wheels in motion. Remember what I told you? There were two horrific armies, not one, but two in the Inflation Reduction Act. There's the 87,000 strong IRS army funded with $80 billion. But then there's the nitrogen army for the war on nitrogen, otherwise known as fertilizer. Kind of hard to grow food without it. Yeah, 15,000 strong. That army will go to the EPA for the war on nitrogen. $20 billion in funding for that. Here's what else goes to the EPA in that bill. A new power to regulate nitrogen for the EPA. They can do pretty much damn well whatever they please with this power. It's a godlike power. Now, put this together with everything I've reported in the Battleground podcast over the last couple of days. In particular, the Lever Act. If you want to know what the plan is, the left helpfully told us back on June 2nd in the New York Times in an article called "You Want to Buy Meat in This Economy." They plan to use the Lever Act, already on the books. It was passed in 1917 to allow the federal government to seize fuel and food production. Remember, Herbert Hoover was once called the food dictator. He had done this before, so it's been done in U.S. history. He even instituted something the New York Times wants to recreate. Meatless Mondays, wheatless Tuesdays, and, well, total absolute control over food and thus you. Want to know how this will start? Watch the Netherlands. They've had this power to regulate nitrogen, the same one the EPA just got, for a while. So it starts with you need a permit if you're going to expand your farm or start up a new farm in any way. Then there were taxes on nitrogen, skyrocketing the price of food. Now you may think, well, I don't care what goes on in the Netherlands. I mean, it doesn't affect me. Oh, yeah, it does. The Netherlands is the number two agricultural exporter in the world. Folks, this is a major world attack on food, because food is a world market. The prices are determined by the world market. The Netherlands is the number two ag exporter in the world. It produces, or it did, 4 million cows, 13 million pigs, and 104 million chickens annually. It's Europe's biggest meat exporter. It also provides vegetables for much of Western Europe. So you're going to see those prices go through the roof around the world as the elite accomplish their goal of causing such chaos in food markets and supply chains that the people pound their fists and demand the Lever Act, demand that the government seize control of food, or at least don't object. You heard about the protests by Dutch farmers that raged all summer, really since the beginning of the year on this podcast. You probably didn't see them much anywhere. They grew to a fever pitch. Listen to how big this got. So amazing that you haven't seen or heard about this more than likely. It was barely covered even on Fox. Last month, the UK Guardian writes, an army of thousands of tractors took to the roads in protest and caused the worst rush hour in Dutch history with 700 miles of jams. At its peak, this was a war and the farmers lost. Now you're probably thinking what I'm thinking right now. There's no way the American people fall for this. They're going to be outraged. Yeah, and the only way that the left pulls it off is with almost total control on speech. They have got to have that control in order to go to the next steps in their plan. This is why I'm obsessed with censorship. In a fair, free media environment that does not exist right now in the EU, but could, if Elon Musk wins, we can fight this. But if we lose that battle, folks, we're going to lose the battle to eat, or at least when we want to, because they'll be controlling that and everything else. Look, the next phase of the left's and the globalist international program is so radical, they simply can't achieve it in a free speech environment, and they'll do anything to keep that from happening. The plan to get there is simple. I've repeatedly laid it out on this podcast. Central bank digital currency, programmable currency. They control the money, whether you can spend it, whether you can buy food, and then they seize the supply chain using the Lever Act. They seize control of farming and food, and they got you. Want to complain? Too bad. There's nowhere you can go to do that. And anyway, if you did, you'd be canceled. Your access to money frozen. But also don't kid yourself. This isn't going to be an easy system to get on people, especially not in a free speech environment. Understand, this week, this morning, every morning, Monday, Tuesday, you have woken up in a fascist country. Most Americans don't recognize that because this country still has a small veneer of being a free republic. But it is a fascist republic now. Look at the definition of fascism. If you go to Google, what is it? Well, it's socialist. It's a political system headed by a dictator or authoritarian regime in which government controls business and labor and opposition is not permitted. We live in that country. Look at Apple right now. That company is simultaneously repressing speech in China and in America. It literally has the power to do so. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about how Apple locked down AirDrop so that the Chinese protesters couldn't organize, couldn't communicate. That's exactly what they're talking about doing with Twitter, by kicking it out of the App Store. It's what they're demanding of Elon Musk right now. He must censor half the country or his app goes bye-bye. Look, folks, that's a death knell. It killed Parler and they know it. Parler at one point was beating, remember, Facebook and Twitter in downloads. It was the most downloaded app in the entire App Store. They got rid of it and Parler's dead. Almost no one's on that thing anymore. They think they can do that to Twitter. Now listen to Tucker Carlson's description of Apple. They are functioning right now as an arm of both the Chinese government and the American government, most specifically the Democrat Party.
Earlier this month, Apple did the bidding of the Chinese government to crush domestic protests against the Communist Party there. Apple did this by disabling its permanent AirDrop feature in China, and so far only in China. It's the only country in which it's disabled. So why did Apple disable that feature in China? Well, because that feature, permanent AirDrop, allows iPhone users to communicate directly with one another without using the internet or cellular networks, both of which in a totalitarian state like China are controlled by the government. And that means that without permanent AirDrop, it's effectively impossible for freedom-minded citizens to organize with one another. They're powerless. In other words, and again, this is not an overstatement, Apple is now an active collaborator with China's murderous police state.
You're saying the same thing here. Today, Tim Cook of Apple is meeting with the GOP to negotiate over whether, you know, half the country is going to be allowed to have free speech rights or not.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I mean, we have to ask him, beg him, lobby him to have free speech. Folks, that is classic fascism. Only Ron DeSantis, the only actual functioning leader of our party that I can identify, seems to grasp the vast amount of power Apple now has.
Don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves.
DeSantis says that Congress must act. The GOP must act because Apple now wields more power than most of the countries on the earth.
They are trying to get Elon Musk's Twitter off the App Store potentially, which would be a huge blow for free speech. From the congressional perspective, though, they need to look at antitrust with these massive companies because they are exercising massive amounts of power over our society.
The former CEO of the now mostly dead Parler, which was wrecked by Apple, had this to say on Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely incredible. What you have is Tim Cook actually assisting a totalitarian regime. And we should be very worried about this, not just that Apple's doing it for China, but what would Apple do here in the United States if asked to by the United States government? I think this sets a dangerous precedent. We have to ask the question, is Apple actually an American company any longer? Are they serving American interests? I think the answer is no.
But the good news is the former Parler CEO was actually bullish on Elon Musk's chances of defeating this. Remember, this isn't just about Twitter. This is about the Elon Musk phone, which will compete head on with whose phone again? Oh, Apple. Yeah, and Android. In other words, this is classic monopolistic behavior, classic antitrust. They are trying to kill Elon Musk and Twitter in the crib so they don't have to compete with his freedom phone. Which she says, look, if Apple takes me out of the App Store, I'm just running this thing off my satellites. Anybody want to get on Twitter on the satellite with no government interference, with no NSA, with no FBI, with no spying, with total freedom? Anybody want that? Yeah, everybody would want that. That's why Tim Cook is going to war. Don't kid yourself. Because it would mean they lose their control and, by proxy, the Democrats lose control through Apple. Now, normally this kind of antitrust behavior wouldn't be allowed because it's patently illegal. You can't just have one social media outlet decide another doesn't get to exist and compete head on with it like they did with Parler. The reason this is going on, even though it's all illegal, it's classic monopolistic behavior, is because our DOJ is so profoundly corrupt that unfortunately none of it gets prosecuted. Whatever the case, there may be a way around it. That, again, is why the former Parler CEO is actually bullish on Musk's chances here.
I think he's right about the antitrust aspect, and especially because Musk is talking about launching his own phone. If he launches a phone or even is seriously investing in the launch of a phone, that makes him a direct competitor with Apple, and the Sherman Antitrust Act comes into play. Not only can Congress use it, but interestingly, Musk could use it. There's a private right of action in the Sherman Antitrust Act, so we could see antitrust action against Apple, and it could be very viable.
That's very interesting. Maybe he'll expedite that phone launch just if Apple keeps on threatening to boot Twitter.
Bottom line, though, folks, depending on the battle of the billionaires, watching them battle back and forth like a tennis match with your First Amendment rights at stake is not a long-term strategy. Note this, Ron DeSantis, the only leader apparently left of the Republican Party, was the only one out there yesterday demanding Congress take action. The only one suggesting using the antitrust laws or writing new ones to do it. He's the only one fighting. Why? Mitch McConnell said absolutely nothing about any of this. He's too busy condemning Trump for meeting with Kanye. Trump said absolutely nothing about any of this because he's too busy dealing with the Kanye fallout. And of course, Kevin McCarthy, who was finally forced to address this by Peter Doocy, had this to say. Note, McCarthy doesn't suggest doing anything about it. He only reacts with outrage. What does this mean? Well, if you listen to this clip, you hear what's missing from it. And he promised to take action. All that's left in leadership of the GOP, it ain't in Washington. It's in Florida. Here's McCarthy. Note, he says nothing about taking action when Doocy asks him for a response to the Biden administration's threats toward Twitter.
The White House said that they're keeping an eye on Twitter under Elon Musk's ownership.
That is offensive to me. Government's going to go after someone that wants to have free speech? What do they have to look at Twitter about? I think they should stop picking on Elon Musk.
Notice no vow to take action of any kind. In fact, that's the first he's ever addressed it. He had to, because Doocy asked him in an open press conference in which he didn't address the biggest story going on. Look, here's how we fight, folks. The reason the Democrats have been able to effectively control these companies that Facebook, YouTube, all of them had a free and open, non-censorious internet as recently as 2016 is because the Democrats keep threatening them. The next time we're in power, we're going to break you up. GOP can play that game. Kevin McCarthy could do what the Democrats do. Threaten them. We'll take care of this next time we have total power. It would work really well. You know, like what DeSantis is doing from the governor's mansion. It's because our leaders don't that we lose. So anyway, be grateful that Ron DeSantis had something to say. We need more of that. Whatever the case, despite his company being wrecked by these app store removals, the former CEO of Parler was bullish on Musk eventually winning this. And if he does, if he continues to see record-breaking numbers of people more than ever before flock to Parler, it's going to put tremendous pressure on the other social media outlets. And guess what? They'll be able to push back against the Democrats' demand that they censor.
Well, my read would be the future of Twitter is actually bright. I mean, if you look at Elon Musk and his record of success, if you look at the amount of money that's behind Twitter, and if you actually look at what's going on Twitter, the actual user engagement, number of daily users who are actually working, using the platform is up. Also, their expenses are way down. I mean, he has cut the company from 7,500 employees down to roughly, as I understand it, the last I heard, about 750 employees. This is a very dangerous move for all of Silicon Valley executives, because if they look like they're bloated, he's lean and operating, we could see the entire tech industry change around this. So my money's on Musk right now.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.